I think I'm entitled.
You want answers!
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
Let me ask you, Mr. Smith, at the time you secured those non-disclosure orders, was Speaker McCarthy a flight risk?
Non-disclosure order was based on concerns about...
Was Speaker McCarthy a flight risk?
He was not.
He was not. Then why did your non-disclosure order refer to him as a flight risk? It says right here, the court finds reasonable grounds to believe that such disclosure will result in flight from prosecution.
Sir, when securing a non-disclosure order, the risks don't have to be associated.
You think that the Speaker of the House is a flight risk?
Answering the question?
No, this is not your time. This is my time. You think the Speaker of the House is a flight risk? You think he's going to hop on a plane and leave the country?
No. What I was trying to explain is, with respect to a non-disclosure order, the risks aren't necessarily associated with the subscriber to the phone. The risks to the investigation.
I think that you were using, this was clearly in reference to Speaker McCarthy, and you were using clearly false information to secure a non-disclosure order to hide from Speaker McCarthy and from the American people the fact that you were spying on his toll records.
That is exactly correct. That is Texas Congressman Brandon Gill, I should say, questioning Jack Smith yesterday during the House Judiciary Committee hearing on how far the left was going to nail, destroy, burn, crucify Donald Trump and anyone associated with him. I cannot let this go without repeating it. If Trump had not won re-election, you would hear none of this. The only place it'd be talked about is cocktail parties where all the leftists are gathered. Hey, remember what we did? Remember that? Yeah. Made him look like he might be a fugitive from justice. And Jack Smith said, no, that was not really our intent, but it was part of your order. Jack Smith, using false, perjured information, went after every member they could that might have any ties to Donald Trump. Speaker of the House McCarthy, his telephone records were subpoenaed, and they were held quietly. In fact, Jack Smith and his special counsel sent word to the general counsel, do not let AT&T know that we have the records of one of their clients. I've got scheduled for this hour tomorrow, because tomorrow we'll be broadcasting from noon to 2:00. Jamie is taking some well-deserved time off, going to see one of his grandkids. And I tell you, that's more than enough reason to go. But we will be airing Larry Connors USA tomorrow at this hour. And tomorrow at noon, in the second hour, you're going to hear from a woman who has figured very prominently in the investigation into Donald Trump and the Dominion voting machine scandal. Sidney Powell, who got hammered for everything possible they could go after. She's going to be willing to speak to us tomorrow about what she went through, where the case stands now, and what is going to be done. Because it's not enough to point out how you've been victimized. We want accountability. Now, you may call it retribution, but I want accountability, and if accountability brings retribution, so be it. Thanks for joining us. Hour number two, Larry Connors, USA, January 26, 2026. And if you missed our last hour, two very good engaging conversations, one with a representative of the John Birch Society and where they stand today in reference to where many think they stand, and the other with the Tulsa race riots that killed hundreds, maimed thousands, mainly centering upon the black community of Tulsa, Oklahoma. If you miss that story, believe me, it is worth going back and pulling up as a podcast. Every program we do is put up as a podcast. It's available at Newstalk STL, LarryConnorsUSA.com, LarryConnorsUSA Facebook. And when you pull it up and listen or watch later, I have one request. Push share. Send it on to others. Because I told you, with Larry Connors USA, we're not just up here bluffing and puffing and pontificating. We're bringing you news, analysis, opinion, and education. You will leave every hour with more information than you have right now. And in fact, before we wrap up even this first segment, you're going to hear why Michelle Obama thinks you should not be buying goods if they're made by people who are white. Really? I want to put that in contrast to this magnificent manse they had on Martha's Vineyard. I think there have been some transactions since that time, but they bought it, and they did not buy it from some poor black family, not on Martha's Vineyard. And I guarantee you, the clothing she buys is not all made by black seamstress, nor her perfume, nor their car, but they want you to understand the whites are holding you down. This applies to black people as well. They want you to buy into the racial hatred that they continue to push. Now, if you think I'm going too far that way, again, go back and listen to the last hour as to what took place in Tulsa, Oklahoma, over a two-day period. And it started with a young black man getting on an elevator with a white woman. And what happened has never been clear. But she never claimed she was raped. She didn't want to file any charges. We don't know if they had some kind of friendly relationship or any relationship whatsoever. But it led to death and destruction in Tulsa, Oklahoma. So what we have with this effort by the Texas Congresswoman a moment ago, trying to point out just how far the left was willing to go to create Trump the boogeyman. And they were lifting phone records from anyone and everyone. That included the newly elected Speaker of the House. It included Jim Jordan. It included many congressional members, especially if they had an R behind their name. And for what reason? Not very clear. But when you heard Congressman Gill asking Jack Smith, you put in here that you were afraid he was a risk flight. You really thought the Speaker of the House was a flight risk? Well, that's just standard language. We're just going to put it in there. They put it in there because they wanted it to appear this guy is dangerous. I want to take you back to another part of this entire story about trying to destroyed Donald Trump in those beginning days. In the first term he was running, much less during the first term. Congressman Steve Scalise said, they were upset because Trump had promised, if I'm elected, here's what I'm going to do. And he did it.
These agents have also arrested thousands of violent criminals in Minneapolis. That's one of the reasons that crime is down. And we're seeing that across the country. ICE, and look, again, anytime something bad happens, we all lament that. I wish it didn't happen. But the rhetoric does need to be toned down. But we also need to remember, why is ICE doing this in cities? They're enforcing federal law, Margaret. The law says you can't be here illegally. And if you're committing violent crimes, the president made it clear. In fact, he was elected. President Trump was elected to get rid of criminals in our communities. 416,000 criminals have been arrested by ICE just in the last year. That has helped make our communities safer.
And do you remember any of the leftists crying out that it's wrong to arrest them when Obama was actually carrying out some of those deportations? Nope, they never did. Why are they doing it now? Because it's Trump. We all know that. There's no doubt at all as to why they're doing it. And also keep in mind the constant whistleblowers sounding the alarm in the state of Minnesota for the governor to hear and pay attention to. We have a lot of fraud going on, and it's happening on your watch.
Whistleblowers told a congressional committee Minnesota Governor Tim Walz and Attorney General Keith Ellison there ignored warnings for years as millions of dollars and millions were stolen on their watch. Congress is investigating a long list of massive fraud schemes in the state. It's hard to keep up. Prosecutors say it's led to at least $9 billion in fraud data and counting. Congress also asking why the Attorney General there would meet with a group of Somali fraudsters, which were under FBI investigation in 2021. The group can be heard in an audio clip given to us by Bach's lawyer offering to donate to his campaign if he can help them get their funding flowing again. Ellison denies any wrongdoing here. So we reach out to Governor Walz, too. He didn't get back to us. House Republicans say it's just getting started. They want to subpoena Walz and Ellison because they say they're responsible for ripping off American taxpayers.
And you know what else is not mentioned in there? The police chief of Minnesota, in dealing with that most recent shooting that happened over the weekend, is being quoted, and I'm going to get the quote right in front of me because I don't want to misquote him. He was being asked about, what about the shooting of this guy over the weekend by ICE officers? His attitude was, at that time, it makes no difference. Well, of course it makes a difference. It makes a difference if it was justified shooting or not shooting. But I think they already know that it was justified, so they just want to walk away from it. Speaking of walking away, Michelle Obama is on record as basically saying, we need to quit buying everything made by the white people. We need to do more to support the minority groups.
If I hear of someone whose fashion that I like and I know that they're a person of color, I try to make it a point. But the clothes have to be available. Right. You know, I think we can all do some work to think about that balance in our wardrobes. You know, what does our closet look like and who's in it? Mm-hmm. Who are we supporting in it?
Right.
You know, and I think if you have the money to buy Chanel, mm-hmm. then you have the money to buy everybody.
Right.
And so let us be mindful, I think would be my advice.
Yeah.
That is the most stupid remark I've ever heard that woman say. And I would love to have a chance to go through her closet and how many of them are foreign labels or how many are by very rich white designers. And then how many are made by a black seamstress in South Carolina. How about the plates on the table? The furniture? The china? And then don't forget Martha's Vineyard. That was frequently associated as their vacation spot. Blue Heron Farm had been owned by a British architect, Lord Norman Foster, and his wife until 2025. So from 2009 to 2011, it was being rented out for the Obama presidency. Well, there were a lot of other places they could have gone, but no, they went to the whitest of the white. 2011-2025, Norman and Elena Foster purchased the property for $22 million. It was sold again in July of last year. Oh, you missed that? I'm sorry. It went for $37 million. You could have had it. So the Obamas did not own Blue Heron Farm, but they later purchased their own 29-acre estate on Martha's Vineyard in 2019 for $11 million, sold to them by the co-owner of the Boston Celtics. That doesn't sound like somebody who rose from poverty, does it? And they paid that kind of money. And now they want you to believe, you know, if you look through your closet and you find you have a lot of things that are made by people that could have been made by black people or colored or whatever term you want, maybe you need to reorganize your closet. Throw all that stuff out. I will not even get into the amount of wine that they serve and the other things they have. They're not living poor mouth. They're not. But they expect you to look into your closet and say, oh my God, this was made by Chanel. Surely I can get something that smells just as nice. They don't, but they expect you to. Coming up, a closer look at how ICE is being viewed by the nation because of what is happening. Lock and load, ready on the right.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
Previously, I've told you about dustless blasting, a special service offered by Wellington Environmental. It could work for you in your place. Recently, a crew removed a driveway sealer that had failed. The owner wanted to go back to the original concrete so it could be properly sealed. Dustless blasting worked. That homeowner is happy. Now, sometimes surfaces need pressure washing instead of blasting. In fact, there was an exterior stone fireplace cleansed by pressure washing. And when it dried, all the dark stain was gone. That stone had its original appearance. Wellington is versatile with blasting. Dustless blasting or whatever you need. They will evaluate and make a decision. How do you get them to your door? Very easy. Call 314-644-4930. 644-4930. Wellington Environmental, making your world great. In fact, be safe, be well with Wellington Environmental. McGuire Moving is silver certified, which means they are great at relocating senior citizens. In fact, McGuire is a household name because McGuire understands the stress involved when moving older adults. So if you or family members need help moving, I highly recommend McGuire Moving. 314-241-0600. 241-0600. Get a free in-home estimate. McGuireMoving.com. So many times, Vincent's Jewelers has helped me surprise someone special. Vincent's locally owned can do the same for you, and you don't have to break the bank to get something really nice, maybe even customized. The smile you're going to get back from that special someone, priceless. Check Vincent'sJewelers.com every day because new items are arriving and there are special deals. Vincent's, my only jeweler. Vincent'sJewelers.com. Vincent'sJewelers.com. Ever been in a wreck or felt as if you've been in a wreck? My advice, contact Dr. Bill Draghi, Esquire Sports Medicine. Yes, they can treat wreck victims, falls, other hazards of life, sports injuries. I go at least twice a month. That keeps the joints in line. Part of your spine get out of line, you start compensating, you're going to have additional pain. Don't be that guy. Visit Esquire Sports Medicine, Big Ben, just north of 40. EsquireSportsMedicine.com.
This is News Talk STL. This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
How much has changed in terms of ICE and in terms of ICE, you know, then versus now?
Yeah, I'm not really surprised that President Trump is sending Tom Homan in because ICE, DHS, Kristi Noem have been a political disaster. Because just take a look here. I mean, ICE's net approval rating during Trump's term. You go back to term number one. Look, it's pretty even, 0 points. You go to June 2025, right? That was when all that stuff was going on in Los Angeles. They dropped down. Look at this. Minus 17 points, way in the basement. But then after Minneapolis, it's even lower. Minus 27 points on the net approval rating of ICE. Of course, this all being done under Kristi Noem. So, no, what's going on in Minneapolis is not popular at all. What's been going on during this second term under ICE, under the Trump administration, under Kristi Noem, has very much not been popular, and it's only been getting more and more unpopular.
And who do you think is behind it not being so popular? And who's trying to stir it up and make it more unpopular? That's Harry Anton of CNN. And his numbers, I'm not questioning the numbers. I do want to draw attention to the fact as to why the numbers exist as you were hearing them being reported. There have been nothing but assaults upon ICE and the fact that they're out of control. They're cowboys. They're roughshodding. And there may be cases where they're doing that. I've told you I do not, even though I'm very big on law and order, I do not simply take someone's story and make it the fact. I want more details. That's why the other day, when the story first broke about the shooting of the Renee Good, everything indicated the officer was justified. From what I saw, but I didn't have all the information. And I was not going to say it was clearly justified. Now, once I saw later video, different angles, and knowing that 6 months earlier, he had been dragged by a car, that put a whole new spin on it. Now, just because he'd been dragged by a car in a previous incident does not mean he had a right to shoot and kill her. But if he felt in that moment with that other incident, that fresh in his mind, that if he didn't do something, he was going to be hit by the car, even though the wheels maybe were turned from him, he didn't take the chance. He had a split-second decision. And I dare any one of you out there who think you know what you would have done, you don't. You do not know until it's your life or your family's life in danger. Now, we had this most recent shooting of this Alex Pretty, and there's several questions regarding this. In fact, a federal judge has granted a temporary restraining order blocking federal agencies from destroying or altering any evidence related to the shooting of the 37-year-old. The U.S. District Judge issued that order late Saturday evening that bars all the federal defendants, Department of Homeland Security, federal immigration agents, from destroying, altering any evidence related to the shooting. Does that mean there's something wrong? No. It does mean we're going to preserve it until it can be closely and by forensic measures detailed and analyzed. One Minneapolis pediatrician who said he watched this said the guy was shot by an agent on Saturday, and this pediatrician criticized the federal officers on the scene for not checking the man's pulse or beginning to perform CPR. And that's part of a ruling he filed in a lawsuit. He said checking for a pulse, administering CPR, is standard practice. Instead of doing either of these things, the agents appeared to be counting his bullet wounds. Again, this is a 29-year-old licensed pediatrician, and he issued this in a sworn declaration Saturday. He said he witnessed it from the shooting of his apartment. He said he saw the men, the agents, shove a man who appeared to be unarmed to the ground and point their guns at him before shots were fired. And he said, and I'm quoting, "Initially, I was stunned from what I could see from my apartment." And there's a key. "There was absolutely no need for any violence, let alone lethal force." The Department of Homeland Security had stated they were trying to disarm the man who had approached him, and the agent fired defensive shots when the man violently turned from them. There are reports that he had a 9mm pistol. But this shooting, following the shooting of Good, is creating not just more flames, but fire and smoke. And Democrat representatives, here they come again. They're strongly condemning the fatal shooting, saying it's a very debate as to how bad this incident does it qualify as murder or execution. Do you know the story for fact? I don't. So I really doubt you do. And even the witness, what he saw, he admits, "from what I could see." Now, I'm not looking to exonerate the agents if they were wrong, but I want proof. I don't want secondhand, third-hand eyewitness information, which is often, if not always, full of holes. In the meantime, Governor Walz is saying, look, you guys are coming here with all these ICE agents. We really are trying to get to the bottom of the fraud that you've been complaining about. We're not getting enough help with that. And you're out in the streets scaring our public.
The Attorney General sent that in. I would thank the local folks and Commissioner Snell. Thank you to you and your team over there. In that letter, they talked about, you know, you need to hand people over who are in your jails. They're taking credit for people that we've had in jail for a long time. We always hand them over, and the commissioner very clearly. So they're lying. They're lying.
Give us the paper.
This has nothing to do with fraud.
Give us receipts.
The Attorney General said they're not sending us forensic accountants. And these are things that have been... we're dealing with now and have been for quite some time. So look, it's not a serious attempt to get at this. The way to fix this is get these folks out of here. We've continued to work with them. They asked us for these numbers. We provided them. We continue to show they're not serious. And look, I think everybody understands what the last request was, totally unrelated to anything on the voter files. This is, again, as the Attorney General said, Donald Trump telling everybody that the election was rigged, who started all this nightmare for America, has nothing to do with it. And I just, I would just give a pro tip to the Attorney General. There's 2 million documents in the Epstein files we're still waiting on. Go ahead and work on those.
Oh, yeah. You know, throw something in the water for distraction. Director of Homeland Security, Secretary Noem.
So my question is, what's the plan, Donald Trump? What is the plan? What do we need to do to get these federal agents out of our state?
We want transparency for the American people, and that's one of the reasons why you've seen our Border Patrol and our ICE officers out there working with the community and consistently asking the governor, consistently asking the mayor, please work with us. All we ask is that before you turn violent criminals out on the streets, let us know so we can pick them up and we can send them back to their home countries. We've asked for that partnership. We get it everywhere else in the country that we have Democrat and Republican leaders working with us. We wish that Minnesota could be the same.
Yeah, but they don't do it. And if he says they're doing it, give them the receipt. Show them where you booked them in and you turn them over. You're not doing it. So all of this is built into this Harry Enten's latest view of how the U.S. as a nation views ICE agents and their job.
During Trump's first term, look where it was in late 2017, right around this point, 59%. That's pretty gosh darn good. But look at where it is now in Trump term number two. By late last year, it was down to 42%. So this is the same story that we're seeing no matter which poll question we look at. The popularity of ICE, of DHS, has completely fallen under the second Trump term, the second Trump administration, where what we were seeing during Trump's term number one was, hey, ICE, DHS, pretty popular, certainly not unpopular, but all the actions in Minneapolis, in Los Angeles, in these major American cities have been very much rejected by the American people. It has been a political disaster for the second Trump administration.
As Berman was just reading what the president was just sending out, he's now sending in Tom Homan, his border czar, into Minnesota, which leads to questions of what about the leadership of the Secretary of Homeland Security, who has inserted herself very publicly to be kind of front and center in all of these operations.
Yeah, I, as I said at the top, I just think there's a real reason for it. And that's because Kristi Noem, simply put, Kate, has not been popular. And everything she's done for the most part has not been popular. I mean, just look at her net approval rating. In July of 2025, it was minus 11 points. It's actually gotten more unpopular now at minus 16 points. I looked at
He thinks she's going to be booted out. Will she? Stand by.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA.
Great news from my sponsor, Tom Shaw Realtors, proving if you want to buy, sell homes, farms, acreage, you want Tom Shaw. In 2025, selling more than 100 properties, $52 million in sales. ShawRealtors.com. When I have business clients or guests from out of town, I often take them to Cafe Napoli. I know they're going to enjoy any of the Napoli locations. Cafe Napoli in Clayton, Napoli 2 in Town and Country, Napoli 3 in St. Charles, next to Napoli C, Napoli Kirkwood, or Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in the Chesterfield Valley. Excellent food and intellectual conversation, if they bring the intellectual conversation. NapoliSTL.com. NapoliSTL.com. Renewal by Anderson asking, are you still battling cold drafts? Windows icing up again? Utility costs surging? You're worried about paying more every month? The truth is, you may already be paying for new windows and money lost to energy escaping your home. And here's the thing, you don't want to do this project twice. Renewal by Anderson spends every day replacing bad technology, poor installation of windows and doors that simply don't stand the test of time. But you can afford the best, America's most trusted window replacement company, Anderson. Call 877-WINDOWS or visit rbastl.com. Learn about our December savings event right now. 877-WINDOWS, rbastl.com. Renewal by Anderson. Superior products, exceptional service.
Music.
2026, a great time to visit Lit Cigar Lounge. The Lit Cigar Facebook has numerous events from tastings to music. My main reason for going to Lit is always quality cigars, premium whiskeys. Odds are we'll see each other at Lit Cigar Lounge. A few doors down, Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta. Get a pizza baked over coals. Excellent crust and flavor. Or choose one of the many great pasta dishes. You won't leave hungry. Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta and Lit Cigar Lounge in the Chesterfield Valley.
This is News Talk STL.
Roxanne, you don't have to put on the red light. Roxanne, you don't have to put on the red light.
Roxanne, red light. This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
What have you heard from the Iranians?
They'd like to talk, but they should have done that before. I had 60 days, and they had 60 days, and on the 61st day, I said, we don't have a deal. They have to make a deal, and it's painful for both parties, but I'd say Iran is not winning this war, and they should talk, and they should talk immediately before it's too late.
That with the G7 before the president left late last night up in Canada there, and this is the truth. Socially, they sent out, everyone should immediately evacuate it. Easier said than done in the city of Tehran. City itself has upwards of 9.5 to 10 million people. The surrounding metropolitan area of Tehran, upwards of 17 million. The country itself is massive. It's about the size of Alaska. It's twice the size of Texas. You could take 75 Israels and put it inside, fit it inside the geography of Iran. That's what you're dealing with here. The borders are extensive and long with Iraq. It's about 1,000 miles in length. Several up here with Armenia and Azerbaijan. Turkmenistan, you see as well. Afghanistan. Pakistan's got a border that extends about 500 miles. This is, thus far, what these neighboring countries have done. Pakistan announced its borders closed yesterday. Azerbaijan has done it as well. The airspace is closed over Tehran. Many of those taillights you see in the video that we've been showing for the last 2 days, it's been reported that many folks who live in Tehran are heading north to the Caspian Sea. There's the taillights there on the highways. They are jammed at night. It is so easy to see based on the video when the night gets dark. And
they are trying to get out of Iran. The Iranian citizens have been paying a high price with these demonstrations. The minimum number I've seen killed, and this is a minimum number based on inconclusive information, 5,000. 5,000 Iranians, many of them young, went out in the street protesting the mullahs. They want freedom again. They want it the way it was in 1959. Before they took over our embassy. They want to become more of the Western world. They do not want to be dressed in hijabs and only their eyes are visible for the women. They don't want to be tortured and flogged in the streets if they're suspected of any kind of infidelity. And those who are so concerned about transgenders in our community and gay rights, know this, every gay member in Iran fears for their life. They can be thrown from the tallest building. If they live, they're stoned to death. Why should they not want freedom? Why should we not give them what they want? Well, as you heard Trump in that interview, We've been trying to find a way to talk to them. We've been trying to find a way that we can have a chance to have dialogue, that we can bring a peace. They have not been interested. And right now we're going to have to basically take a hard stand. Now, what does that involve? That's going to be the issue. He is not going to give details, nor should he. But Iran knows what we're capable of. We've already hit their Fodor nuclear facility repeatedly. Now, that is one of many they have. And the latest result for many, a report for many, is if you're going to go after that facility again, you're going to have concentrated, repetitive strikes at the same location. It is that well fortified and bunkered. And you don't want anything in that hellhole over there to be in the charge of any terrorist activity. This stuff you watch on the movies or on TV, it's getting scary. People have an atomic device or a dirty bomb, and they're going to set it off. Thank goodness the hero comes in and saves it. But this is real world stuff. I like to think that our intel, Israeli intel and others, the Five Eyes nations, that they're all concentrating on this and not letting it slide by. But the fact is, it's real. And it's a threat, not just to one area, but to the world. And just to help you sleep a little bit better tonight, a little bit better, I want you to keep this in mind. We often have on our program Jordan G. Chain, an expert in China. And I wanted to book him today, but I had so many other things already scheduled, so I did not. But he did appear today on Maria Bartiromo. And the question I had for him, she did an excellent job of pursuing, and that is, what is happening in China?
Welcome back. China's top military general accused of leaking Beijing's nuclear weapon secrets to the United States, allegedly accepting bribes for official acts. The general considered Xi Jinping's most trusted military ally. This reportedly is part of a larger aggressive dismantling of China's military leadership, as Xi Jinping supposedly is cracking down on corruption and disloyalty. Some experts questioning whether this is impacting China's military readiness. Joining me now is Gatestone Institute senior fellow Gordon Chang. Gordon, great to see you. You know, this is a story that you and I have touched on over the years, but I'm wondering what you think about this now, because if Xi Jinping has been weakened, which we know that he has since having that mini stroke years ago, why is he taking out, why is his lead military guy being taken out? Is that his decision or the Politburo's decision? What are your thoughts on this story?
Yeah, I think that General Zhang Yaoshao, who was the number one uniformed officer, first vice chairman of the Communist Party Central Military Commission, was Xi Jinping's adversary in the military. And I think Zhang was actually taking out Xi Jinping's loyalists in the military, which he did last year. What we do know, and there's a lot we don't, but what we do know is that the Communist Party right now is in turmoil, and the military is not that ready because the senior leadership has been annihilated, as someone said. I don't actually think that Zhang Yaoshao passed nuclear weapon secrets to the U.S., but I think that clearly right now we are in a state of turmoil in China and anything can happen.
And that's a frightening story. There's the devil we know and the devil we don't. If China is becoming unstable at the very top, what does that mean for the rest of the world? China is making all of its normal forays it has been doing. Doing what it can to work with Russia, work with Iran, Venezuela, Sudan, hopefully getting control of that area so no oil tankers can go through that area without China permission. But if they're falling apart at the top, who's going to be on the top and the last man standing? And what does it mean to world security? Well, in the meantime, you've got Canadian Prime Minister Starmer that decided this guy, I don't know what kind of Canadian scotch they're drinking up there lately, but it's got to be really bad. He is off the wall any direction you go. In fact, Treasury Secretary Bessent said, I don't know. I don't know where the guy is.
Prime Minister Carney went to China, came back, dropped some industry-specific tariffs on Chinese goods, and we have a highly integrated market with Canada, sometimes in autos, which he dropped the EV tariff, I believe, from 100% to 6%. The goods can cross the border during the manufacturing process six times, and we can't let Canada become an opening that the Chinese pour their cheap goods into the U.S. We have a USMCA agreement, but based on that, which is going to be renegotiated this summer, and I'm not sure what Prime Minister Carney is doing here, other than trying to virtue signal to his globalist friends at Davos. I don't think he's doing the best job for the Canadian people.
No, I don't either. And I stand corrected. I did not use his name correctly. It is Carney. My mistake. Shame on me. But the fact exists. What is he doing? Who is he trying to play to? All of his buddies at the Davos convention? They will cut him off at the slightest opportunity. Here's what he has done already. He said, we are not going to push a free trade deal with China. He's saying that now because Trump made it very clear, if you do, we're going to hit you with tariffs. We're going to let you bring vehicles in from Russia into your country and then across our border as if they're a Canadian product. Not going to happen. The New York Times says U.S. automakers' foreign troubles now extend to China or to Canada because they realize he may still try it. According to The Guardian, they have a piece written I want to share with you. And it begins, Advantage China. Advantage China. Trump's tantrums are pushing U.S. allies closer to Beijing. It's written by their senior China correspondent. I'm not claiming to have more knowledge, but the very wording is that we are pushing Canada closer to China. The Canadians want nothing to do with China. I don't care what Carney wants. China is also saying, according to a BBC report, the Canadian deal does not target the U.S. after the Trump tariff threat. So China is already saying, look, we're going to do this. It's not going to hurt you in China, or rather in Canada. Everything will be just hunky-dory. You want more details? Well, the Chinese officials said in a recent trade agreement with Canada is not meant to undercut other countries. And that happened is because Trump immediately said, if you do this, we're going to hit you with a 100% tariff on all Canadian products. Well, immediately the Chinese foreign ministry said, no, this, we're not trying to target any third party. It's just a strategic partnership between Canada and China. And again, Canadian Prime Minister Carney said, Canada is not pursuing a free trade deal with China and has never considered it. You lie. We all know you lie. Your own people know you're lying. And certainly this White House knows you're lying. Now, you might pull that off on sleepy Joe Biden and all the rest of them. But we recognize when you're beginning to play on a different playing field and playing behind curtains. Now, you want a real assumption of what's going to happen? This is probably the best and the most qualified source as to what is going to happen if we continue to go down this road. If we're going to do anything with China, and China is going to try to cozy up to Canada, and Canada going to do the same, you know who's speaking out against that and making it very clear? that is not going to be a good deal at all? Kevin O'Leary. Shark Tank. Investor of his own. Kevin O'Leary. In his words, China will eat Canada alive. Now, I tend to agree with his remarks than all the other nonsense. China will eat Canada alive. They want you to depend upon them, and then they will drop the hammer again and again and again. So let the Canadian Prime Minister preen and walk around like a peacock, like, I know what I'm doing. I know what I'm doing. Never mind the fox getting ready to pounce. And it will. As always, we thank you for listening. Reminding you that tomorrow we will be airing live during the noon hour. Let your family and friends know. Jamie's taking some time off to be with his grandchildren. Perfect reason. And we welcome the opportunity to be with you tomorrow at noon. And remember, our story behind the story tomorrow, my interview with Obama. I'll never get another one. I know that. That'll be coming up tomorrow. And also, remember our pledge. One nation under God.
You can follow Larry on Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook. This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.